of their father in Shechem. What does Targum say? Targum says, "Va'azalu achohi." The brothers went l'nire yos ono da'avun b'shechem. The brothers went to go pasture. Yos ono means the sheep of their father in Shechem. Okay, it seems pretty straightforward. Rashi, lirois esrei. There are dots. Now you see over here. There are dots. Lirois esrei. The Sefer Torah. There are dots. Lirois es. So why in the Sefer Torah are there dots on top of the letters Aleph and Tav? So Rashi says the reason why there are dots is Nokud al es shelo holchu ela lirois es atzman. The truth is they went to feed themselves. They didn't go for their father. Their father sent them on a mission. So what do they say? This doesn't happen all the time. You're going somewhere. Once I'm going, let me go to a restaurant. Let me go and have some fun. Like, I know when I have to go, you know. Whenever you're going somewhere, you might as well. You take advantage of the situation and you go. So here's the thing over here. They went to go to a restaurant. That's really what it was. Their father told them, we have sheep. The sheep need to go for pasture. Take them out. So what did they say? Oh, you know, once we're going for pasture for the sheep, you know what? There's a great restaurant in that neighborhood. We'll go and we'll go to the restaurant. So what's so terrible? What's terrible was that it becomes the ikar, not the tofel. Liroi sesayin avichem b'shchem. Nokud al esh lo holchu ela liroi es atza. How do you get that? So the drasha here is liroi es. Es, I guess, means in this context themselves. Es is always a ribui. It's coming to add more than what is obvious. What is obvious is the tzayin. Es is coming to add something in addition. What are they coming to add in addition? Themselves. Not only did they go to feed themselves, that actually became the ikar. Now, according to Targum, the time over here coming to add anything, va'azolo achoy l'mirei yosana, doesn't say that. Okay, Targum does not make any mention of this drasha. It's not a kasha. Targum is not making any drashas. Okay, let's go further. Next pasuk. Va'yomer Yisrael Yosef. Yisrael said to Yosef, halo achachorei m'shchem. He said, your brothers are pasturing in Shechem, and haloi achecha roi haloi l'cha kam ve'esh l'chacha aleihem. Now l'cha normally means to come. Over here he's using it to go. I will send you to them. Vayoyimer lo, and Yosef said hineni. Okay, let's see what he says in the holy Targum. Amar Yisrael Yosef halo achoch ro'on b'shchem. Your brothers are pasturing in Shechem. Okay. Asa esa kam. The esh lechinoch levasain, come, I will send you to them. Va'amar lecha ana hineni. I want to make a following. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi here, hineni l'shain anava zrizus, humility, zrizus, alacrity, nizdorez lemitzas avif. Yosef was diligent. Diligent to fulfill the command of his father, even though he knew that the brothers hate him. Now, I think over here, something interesting. Over here, in the previous pasuk, over here, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, haloi achecho, your brothers, are roi'im b'shchem." Wait a minute. How come over here in the previous pasuk, Yudbeis, it says, "Vayelchu echov lirois es tsoin." So how come now in this pasuk, and what does Rashi say? Rashi is knocking all this shulaholchu ella lirois es atzman, to feed themselves. In the next pasuk, Yaakov says to Yisrael, "Vayom Yisrael el Yosef haloi achecha royim b'shchem." How come it doesn't say that your brothers are being royeh the sheep in Shechem? Why is in the Pasuk Yud Gimel we're missing the information about the sheep? In Pasuk Yud Beis it says they lirois es tzoin, and Rashi has to make a drasha and say es. So what's the obvious answer? The obvious answer is that Yaakov, he knew exactly what's going on. He knew the brother said, "Dad, we're going out to take care of the sheep." The second they close the door, their father says, "You're not going to take care of the sheep. You're going to feed yourselves." And in fact, he told this to Yosef. "Your brothers, they're not going to take care of my sheep. They're going to feed themselves." How could you deny this is the pshat? In the previous pasuk, it says Vayelchu Echav Liros Es Tzoin. They went supposedly to pasture the sheep. But what does it say? There's an S and there are two dots, which means the primary purpose of going out was to feed themselves. And the next pasuk, what does it say? It says that Yisrael says to Yosef, Haloya Achecha Royim Beshchem. It doesn't even say anything about the sheep. It just says they're going to take care of themselves. Okay, is that interesting? Now, Hineini. Now, here's a very interesting riddle. Mayor, how many people do you know in Tanakh that said the word Hineini? Hineini. Avraham said Hineini. Yaakov said to his father Hineini. Yitzchak, you have to study all the people, the whole collection of people who said the word Hineini, and you have to see how the word is used in each of them. And Hashem said to Avraham, Vayoma Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecham, you have to go look all the psukim where it says Hineini. Mi Omar Elmi, it's a very good trivia question, and Chidat Tanakh question. Mi Omar Elmi Hineini, all the people in Tanakh. Here we have Yaakov Avinu saying Hineini. Next pasuk. Vayoymer lo, he said to him, Lech Nora'es Shamachecha. I want you to go and see the peace of your brethren. Veshlem Atzoin, the peace of the sheep. Vahashiveni Dover, report back to me. He sent them from the Emek, the valley of Chevron, Vayavoni arrived in Shechemah. Now notice here in this pasuk, Yaakov says to Yosef, I want you to inquire about the peace, the Shalom Achecha, and the Shalom Hatzoin. This is really the third pasuk in the series. First, we start over here with Vayelchu Esech of Liros Es Tzoin. It says the sheep, but it says the word S, and there are two dots. Which means the Iker, yeah, the Iker was, what is the Iker? What is the Iker? What is the Iker? The Iker over here is, they went to feed themselves. Then the next pasuk says, go find your brothers. Your brothers are being Royim Bishchem. Only the brothers. And then in this pasuk it says, go and see the peace of your brothers and the peace of the sheep. So we're switching back and forth. We start out, they're going out for the sheep. And hidden in the pasuk is a mention they're really going for themselves. The second pasuk, Yaakov says to Yosef, go find your brothers. Your brothers are the Iker. We don't even mention the sheep. Now in this pasuk, we mention both equally, the Shalom Achecha and the Shalom Atzayin. Vashiveni Dever, report back to me what is going on. And he sent them out from the Emek of Chevron and he arrived in Shechem. So what does the Targum say here? Targum Unkele says, Vamar Lei Izel Ka'an. Okay, so here he's adding a word into the pasuk that it does not say. It says, Vayimlo Lechno, go now. Now, no, we have this many, many times in the Targum. The Targum, the word no can mean one of two things. Either it means please, or the word no means, it means now. Does it mean please, or does it mean now? Which word does it mean? So here it says, Amale Izel go, Ka'an. Ka'an is the translation for the word no. Okay, the word Ka'an is the translation of the word no. And Ka'an over here means now. Go now. He did not say please to Yosef. Chazei Yashlama de'ochuch, see the peace of your brother. V'yashlama de'ono, the peace of the sheep. Va'asevni piskama, return a word. The word piskama means a report. Va'hashiveni davar, and then what happened? V'shalche, he sent him mimeshar chevron, from the plain, the emek of chevron. He is calling over here, the Targum is calling it the emek, the depth, the plain, the meshar, and he arrived in Shechem. Now let's see Rashi, oops. Push the wrong buttons here. Let's see Rashi on this one. Let's see. Rashi on this pasuk says, Hineini, that's it, that'll be the pasuk. I'll just go back to the next pasuk. Here's the Rashi. Me'emek Chevron. V'haloi Chevron Bahor. Chevron is in a mountain. Chevron is not in the valley. Shnema Vayalu Banege Vayavo Ad Chevron. It says by the Meraglim. They went up a valley and they arrived in Chevron. So it says they ascended. So why then does it say over here the word emek? Emek means the depth. Ella, the answer is, me eitza amuka shal oisoi tzadik akover bechevron. The word Emek in this context means an Eitzah. It means from the counsel, an idea, the suggestion, the plan of the Tzaddik. Who is the Tzaddik? Avraham Avinu. This was part of the plan. The plan is now that he went to the when Yaakov sent away Yosef to seek out his brothers, it was really a divine plan that this should happen. It was the Emek, we're calling this the Emek of Hebron. What is the Emek? It is, there's a person that's buried in Hebron. Who is that? Right, at this time there was two people, there was only one person buried there. There was only, at this time, point in time, who was buried there? Only Avraham. Yitzchak was still alive. Yitzchak was still alive, I believe, for another 12 years. It's Rashi at the end of last week's parasha. Yitzchak, if I'm not mistaken, he died 12 years after Yosef disappeared. Yosef disappeared for 22 years, and 12 years after he disappeared is when Yitzchak died. Interesting, so when Yitzchak died, who was the only one that was not by the funeral? The only grandchild that did not attend the funeral of his grandfather is Yosef. What about Yehuda? Not so simple. What about Yehuda? Because Yehuda, it says that Yehuda, after this whole maisa, when they sold Yosef, Yehuda, he went down with the maisa of Tamar. He went and he married this woman, and he gave her his signet ring, and then he tried to retrieve it. He couldn't retrieve it, and then it turned out that he met her, Aaron, Oinon. So the question is, was Yehuda living at home together with his brothers? Did Yehuda attend the funeral of Yitzchak? Probably. But one thing is for sure, Yosef did not. Yosef did not attend the funeral of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was still alive for another 12 years after he was sold. And now we're making the mention of Hebron. Hebron will ultimately be the burial place of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Well, Yaakov was still alive, sure, and Yitzchak was also still alive at this point in time. So the only one that was buried there in Hebron was who? Was Avraham Avinu and Sarah. Who else? Rivka. Right, Rivka. Rivka was buried at this point in time. Rivka was already there at this point in time. And who else was there at this point? Rivka and Rachel. No, Rachel's on the road. I'm sorry, on the road. Rivka, and who else? Adam and Chava. So at this moment in time, think about it, this moment in time. Who is in Hebron? Adam and Chava, Avraham and Sarah, and Rivka. So when Rashi says Me'emek Hebron, why? How did Rashi know? The Emek of Hebron refers specifically to Avraham. He's not the only one buried there. Adam and Chava buried there. Maybe they had some plan. And what about Rivka? She's also buried there. And what about, that was it, Avraham and Sarah. I don't know, for whatever reason, we say the Emek of Hebron refers to Avraham Avinu. He was buried there. And we're calling the word Emek. Emek over here is a code word to refer to the Eitza Amuka. The very, very deep plan. There was a very deep plan that Klal Yisrael should descend to Mitzrayim, and there should be a process of Golus to fulfill the Bris Ben HaBesodim. Ki ger yeh zarech be'eretz alohem v'avodim inu oisam ar me'oshana. And that's why me'eitz amukah shal zarech ha'kov b'chevim l'chaim ma'ashnem ar le'arim ben ha'osam ki ger yeh zarech. Shechem is a bad place. Always bad things happen in Shechem. Sham kilkul hashvatim. There the Shvatim got into trouble. What did they do? They sold Yosef as a slave. Sham inu yes Dina. That's where Dina was raped. Sham nechleka malchus beis David. The malchus of David was split. That's where Rechavam said to the people, we're not paying taxes like this anymore. They did not like Rechavam. Yerov ben Devot did not like Rechavam, and that's where the Malchus split. So Shechem over here, Rashi points out, is a place where three problems with Shechem. Number one, Mechiras Yosef. Number two, Dina. Number three, the Malchus Beis David was split. These are three different events. Certainly, if you think about it, it's probably some very big significance in what why Dafka had these three events, how they're all related. The Ma'aseh Dina, the Ma'aseh Yosef, and the Malchus Beis David. Who David comes from Yehuda. Yosef comes from, Yosef, and Dina is Dina. Okay, so I don't know what the significance is. Now, this is a very fascinating thing, this Rashi, Me'emei Chever. You see, this Rashi is a very scary Rashi. The Me'emei Chever is that when things happen in this world, people suffer a lot in this world. We know that. They suffer quite a bit. And you always ask the question, why? Why? And Rahman Lutzlan, people, your mind, if only I wasn't there on that day, if only I didn't make this decision. Sometimes you make a decision, and the decision affects you for the rest of your life. Sometimes for good, and sometimes not for good. And you say to yourself, what a foolish decision I made, and now I have to live with it for the rest of my life. I have to suffer the consequence for the rest of my life because of what I did or what I did not do. And over here, this is a very comforting Rashi. This Rashi over here is a very big. All of the Yesoidas of Yadus are in Rashi, Chumash Rashi. That's a very basic principle. And this Rashi over here is telling us that when a person suffers, there was an enormous, enormous amount of suffering that happened over here. That he goes to Shechem. His brothers find him. They want to kill him. This, that, and before you turn around, Yaakov is in a state of perpetual mourning for 22 years. Yehuda, he leaves. Yehuda is an outcast. He has to leave the family because he was responsible for what happened. This was a haunting event. And certainly Yaakov Avinu, every single day, thought about this. If only I didn't tell my son to go to Shechem. What was I thinking? Why did I go tell him to check on them? What was I thinking? Certainly the brothers, they certainly were thinking over and over again, if only we didn't sell him. Yehuda Ruvain wasn't there. Why? He did teshuvah. He was mebalbel, the Yitzue is his father's bet. He probably was thinking to himself, if only I did not abandon Yosef, I just should have stuck around, and this whole thing would never have happened. And Yehuda, he was responsible. If only I would have spoken up. This event haunted everyone. And everyone was thinking, if only I didn't make that foolish decision at that moment, then we would not have all of these problems. Everyone was certainly thinking like that in their minds. And over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, guess what, all you guys are wrong. Okay, you made a mistake, but don't get carried away. Because the truth is, this is what had to be. This is what Hashem wanted to be. Don't blame yourself. It's very easy. It's not, nothing is easy, but the people that have problems, if they can truly say, I am not the one who made this problem, it definitely lightens the load. It doesn't take away the problem. Problem is a major problem. But what weighs down most people in this world is the guilt that they brought the problem upon themselves. That weighs down upon people. And here, each one of the people involved can certainly have said that this problem, I am a creator, I caused the problem, and weighs down heavily upon me. And over here, the pasuk over here is saying is that no, it's the Eitza Amuka. Okay, the Targum doesn't want to say that. The Targum just says, the Shalchei Mimeshar. From the plain, it was the plain of Hebron, which is, as Rashi says, extremely problematic, because Hebron is not in Emek. Hebron is not a plain. Vale Hebron Bahor, and that's why Rashi picked up on this. Rashi says that it was a Muga. Okay, let's go further. Vayim Tzoil Ish, a man finds him. Who is the Ish? Ze Gavriel. Let's first see the Targum. Targum Avriel says, Va'ishba Ashkeche Gavra, a man found him, Bocho Toe Bechakle, Va'ishvini Seva Sode. Yosef was Toye. He was wandering in the field. Va'ishaleho Ishlema Matevakesh. The Ish asked him, what do you want? What are you seeking? The word Tevakesh means you're looking for something. You're not just wandering, you have a purpose. So what is it over here in the Rashi? Rashi, the Targum, Ashkechei Gavra, for Butoy Bechakla, he was wandering in the field. Ushe Oline Gavra, this man asked him, Lemeimar saying, Mo At Bo'e, what do you want? Interesting over here, the word over here that is Ish. Okay, so we had already the Ish already a few times. We remember we learned in the morning. We learned in the morning in Tehillim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are called an Ish. Avraham was the Ish. Is V'yato Choshev es Eshes Ho'ish. Yitzchak is Ish, V'yato Ho'ish Losuach Basode. And Yaakov is called the Ishton. In last week's parasha, Esav came to Yaakov with Arba Me'ois Ish Imoi. And then we find Yaakov Avinu fighting Vayavik Ish, Vayavik Yaakov Levado, Vayivoser Yaakov Levado, Vayavik Ish Imo. Who is that Ish? That's the Sar Shel Esav. So now we have another Ish. Who is this Ish? His name was Gavriel. What was he doing over here, Gavriel? According to Rashi, Rashi over here says, who's the Ish? Ze Gavriel, Shenemar, Beho Ish Gavriel, he was called an Ish. So we have here, learning to Chumash, we have a lot of people by the name of Ish. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are called Ish. The 400 people who are on the team of Esav is called an Ish. The Sar Shel Esav is called an Ish. And here we learn that Gavriel is called an Ish. So the word Ish obviously is a term which really conquers all. Okay. So this man found him and he says to him, who is he? Is Gavriel? V'ashre Gavra. So then maybe that's exactly why Rashi didn't like this. Rashi saw the Targum said, V'ashre Gavra. So Rashi says it wasn't the regular person. This is a Gavriel. Shneva v'ish Gavriel. And what do you want? The word is ma tevakesh ma bo'e. Bo'e, by the way, is a lashon of tefillah, of prayer. And the sod is always a code word for prayer. Vayetze Yitzchok losuach basodeh. It's almost like vayimtzoyo ish, v'hidnoitoye basodeh. He was toye. He missed mincha. He went to shul. Okay, he was in the sod is the place where you normally daven. Vayishleho ish ma tevakesh. What do you want? Or what do you want? What are you praying for? What's your bakasha? Vayoymer Yosef said, Esachai anochi mevakesh. I am seeking my brothers. Hagidu noli, please tell me, Efo, Haim, or Im, did you see them? Where are they? Where are they taking care of the sheep? Targum. Targum says, Vamar Yos Achai ano voe, Chavi. Ano boe Chavi. Chavi. What does it mean, Chavi? Now this, I want. Chavi means come. Vamar. Yosef responded, Yos Achai, my brethren, ano I, boe, I want. Now, when it says Hagidu Noli, the translation of the word Chavi means speak, tell me. Cha'an means now. This is the Targum L'shitasai. The word No always means now. Hecha Inun Ro'on, where are they pasturing? That's the Targum, and there is no Rashi. Next. Vayoymer Ho'ish, the Ish said, Nosu Mizeh. The Ish said, they've traveled, they're no longer here. The Ish said, they're not here. They're gone. I heard them say, I was eavesdropping. Nelcha, let us go to Doi Soina. Doi Soina is the name of a place. Yosef, he found them in Bidoi Son. Let's see over here. Nosu Mizeh. Let's see first the Targum. Vamar Gavra Nitalu Micho. The Gavra said, the Amar Gavra, come. The Gavra said, Nitalu Micho. Nitalu means they have traveled. Nitalu means to travel. Micho from here. Are, because Shimo is de amrin, I heard them say to one another, Nezel le doisan, let us go to the place called doisan, vazal yetsef basar achari v'ashkechinun b'doisan nifalim doisan. Rashi says, nisu nosu mizeh hisiu atzma mincha achva. So the Malach told them, Yosef wanted his brothers. Vayomer esachayni mevakesh, I want to make peace with my brothers. The Malach told him, your brothers do not want to make peace with you. They have no interest and have anything to do with you. Hisiu atzma mino achva, they have distanced themselves from the brotherhood. And I heard them over say, I was eavesdropping, and I heard them say, Nelcha doisana, let's go to the place called doisana, levakesh lecha nichle dosos sheyimisucha bohem. Now, notice me, what does it mean, nichle dosos? I don't know what this really means. It means techniques, legal techniques, sheyimisucha bohem, that they can kill you. So, if I'm not mistaken, this expression means, the word dosois means a law. Nichle means techniques. Meir, is that correct? In modern Hebrew, is there a word nichle? Does that mean techniques? It seems like they were looking, if you want to go look at this at face value, they were looking for a legal way to kill him. The end was they tried to kill him in a vicious...
What is the word again?
Nichle. Nichle. What is... What does that mean in modern Hebrew?
Laya means destruction.
And what does dosos mean? Legal?
What?
Law? Dosos. What? Dosos. What does the word dosos mean?
I don't know.
Law. Das. Hareat nikudeshes li betabazu kidas. Law. So it says that they're looking to destroy him legally. Isn't that what it says, Rashi?
Wow.
They didn't want to kill him. They didn't want to kill him in cold blood.
They wanted to put him out of commission.
They wanted to put him out of commission legally. They don't want to kill him or according to law.
Look at the next word.
She-yimisucha vohem, to kill him through them. But
right, so they did want to kill him.
They wanted to kill him, but legally.
Like Saddam, Lahavdol.
Right, they didn't want to kill him in outright cold blood.
They wanted to make it look good, so that they would...
No, not make it look good. They wanted to go to court. They wanted to find some just cause. He's guilty of a crime. No,
yeah,
so he's guilty.
And
they'll find legal means to put him to death. Legally. So therefore, no one can go and say later on, they don't want to go kill him in cold blood. They don't want to go to just kill him. Had to be legal. And the truth is, they did. Because the truth was, they sat as a bezdin. They had 9 people. And they wanted to have a minion to say Kaddish. So they took Hashem as number 10. Hashem, you be number 10. You be part of the minion. There were 9 brothers. Yosef was number 10. Binyamin
it's
is
like holding a sefer Torah.
Oh, very good. That's where it comes from. Right? How is it 9? Is it really? I'm a little confused now. How is it? There's 9 of them. Then there's Yosef is number 10, and Binyamin is 11. Wait, so how do you get 12? How do you get? Oh, because one wasn't there. Yehuda left. Yehuda went away. Reuven left. Right. Correct. Reuven left. So they only had 9. Reuven was not there. So Reuven went away. So there was 9. With Reuven, it would have been 10. Then you have Yosef is 11, and Binyamin was at home. So you're right, man. This is maybe a makor where it comes from, such a halacha, that if you only have 9 people, and you want to daven, so you're not going to do this, really, but people do this.
You know why? You couldn't be Hashem, because we say, Kasher Zamam Lasait, right?
Yeah.
So if Bezdin was Mezumam,
yeah.
So Chaz v'Chalila, the Kaviyachu would be guilty of Kasher Zaman?
You're saying that it's a Bezdin, she'en yo'ato yo'chol la'hazimoy, because you can't say Imanu Yisem. By Adribayna Shalaylam, you're saying a murder gavart. You're saying that you can't say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I mean, we don't say that by a Bezdin. We don't say Zaman by a Bezdin. But if they're saying Eidus...
Hashem can't be a witness. Because
right.
One of the rules of being a witness is you have to be able, there has to be potential. for two other witnesses to say about a witness, Imanu Hayitzem, you were with us on this day in another location. You have such a situation when you cannot say Imanu Hayitzem, then it can't work. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible because Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everywhere. You can't say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't testify that someone did an Avera because you, Hashem, weren't there. Why weren't you there? Because you were with us in a different location. You cannot say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. So Hashem can be an witness. Hashem is possible eidos. In order to be a witness, there has to be potential to be able to say Imanu Hayisem. That's part of the rules of witness. Eidos Shiyata Yechol HaZima is not an eidos. Has to be a potential to say such a thing. Alright, we're getting sidetracked. But the point over here is they wanted Nichle Dosos. They did not want to kill Yosef in cold blood. If they wanted to kill him in cold blood, they would have done so a long time ago. They wanted to destroy him. Dosois. Dosois means Das, law, marriage ceremony. Hare at mikudeshes libitabazu, kidas, dalit saf. Kidas Moshe the Yisrael, according to the laws of Moshe and the Jewish people. Das. So here they wanted to have legal means of eliminating Yosef. And to a degree they did. Because to a degree they sat down as a bezdin of 10 people. And they included Hashem. They were only 9. They included Hashem. And they made a decision that Yosef is a rodef. Yosef is trouble for Klal Yisrael. And Yosef must be eliminated. So it was indeed, it was nichle dosois. If you don't want to go down that approach, then it's ironic. Nelcho dois. Now, how does Rashi know this? How does Rashi know they went to doison? That means nichle. Because Rashi is obviously, it's a play on the word. They went to doisoina. What is the root of doisoina? Dalit saf. Das. They went to a place called Das. They went to Das. What is Das? They're looking for legal techniques to eliminate Yosef. So according to Rashi, Rashi is telling us that this is not really a location. This is just a metaphor. They're looking to kill you. Watch out. Watch out. When Yosef met them, according to Rashi, he found them in Doisan. He came across them as they issued the Psak Halacha. As the Bezdin, they all paskin together. Yosef is Chayav Misa. And lo and behold, here he is. He walks in. He entered upon them as they were concluding their the Psak Halacha that is Chayav Misa. Now it's interesting, why does Rashi have to say this? Because Rashi got in trouble in the previous pasuk, and Rashi says that Shechem is a bad place. Because in Shechem, 3 terrible things happened. Number 1, Mechiras Yosef. Number 2, Maisa Dina. Number 3, the Malchus was divided. It's not true. In Shechem, that's not where Yosef was sold. Yosef was sold in Doisan. It says explicitly. It says over here, Vayomer Noski Shemat Kiyom Nelcha Doi Soina. Doi Soina is not Shechem. Vayelach Yosef Achar Echa Vayim Sem Bidoi Son. So if the Mechira took place in Doi Son, why is Shechem a bad place? Adarab, Shechem is a good place. It didn't happen in Shechem. They escaped. He did not find him. If he would have found him, they would have killed him in Shechem. And now they found him in Doi Son. So Rashi, to a degree, is telling us that the word Doisan in this interpretation is not really a name of a place. The word Doisan is, as Rashi says, Nichle Dosois. It was a law to destroy him, to finish him off, to kill him, to destroy him. Or somehow they wanted with law. It's not the name of a place. According to the simple interpretation, it's the name of a place. Okay, Doisan. The Ein Mikra Yoytze Min Pshutoi. Rashi says, don't ever get carried away when it comes to reading a pasuk. Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutoi. You always have to read a pasuk according to its simple translation, and the word doisan means a name of a place. Okay, so now let's go back to the Targum. Targum, we have Amar Gavro Nitalu Mikah. They have departed, they traveled. Arei, because Shimo is, they heard, the Omrin, they heard you say, Nezel le Doison, let us go to Doison, Vazal Yaseh Bosar Achahi, Vashkinu Nifanam Doison. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayiru Oisoy Merechoik, they saw him from a distance. Uvitherem Yikrav Alehem, before he came close, Vayisnakilu Oisoy Lahamiso. Here's the word. Okay, here's the word. Conspired. See, that's why I told you. Nikl, you told me mayor means to kill. I told you means techniques. Nichle dosois. Lahamisai. Techniques. A conspiracy of law to kill him. Over here in this part, Vayisnaklu, I don't know who says this means. Who says who? I don't know what this means. Just because it says in the English translation conspired, it doesn't mean that it's correct. What does Targum say on this word over here? Vayisnaklu esel hamisai. It says over here, V'chazoy yosei meirachik ad lo korev livosoin V'chashivu aloihi lemiktilei. Okay, I was right according to the Targum. Plans. I said strategies. Plans. They were making sophisticated plans to kill him. I looked it up in the meantime. We're talking to you on the Google Translate. And they don't have a translation, a modern translation for Nichle. Could you imagine? Google doesn't know the translation of the word Nichle, at least Google's internal translation, they don't know what it means. V'chashivu alohi lehi, over here in the Targum, they make plans. What does Rashi say? V'yisnaklu nismalu nicholim ve'armumis. What does that mean? Nicholim, I guess it means plans. And crookedness. Oisoi kemo itoi imoi kloimar elof towards him. So now let's go back and look at the Targum and see how Rashi is coming to describe the Targum. V'chazoy yosei merochik ad lo kor levoson v'chashivu alohi limiktelei. So there's clearly a machlekes Rashi and the Targum. Whereas the Targum translates the word v'yisnaklu means thoughts. Machashava. Rashi learns it's our mumis, crookedness. Okay, nicholim, it doesn't translate, but it seems like something, if it's related to the word our mumis, it means something very sinister, something harmful. Targum doesn't say that. Targum just says the word vayisnaklu is an innocent word. Vayisnaklu just means thoughts. You can have good thoughts and you can have bad thoughts. They chose to have evil thoughts. But in a different context, the word vayisnaklu can mean they had good thoughts. Okay, Armin was also a love towards him. What does the Targum say? Vayisnaklu alohi. Oh, so it seems that he's coming to this alohi. What does it mean alohi? Alohi means a love regarding him, maybe. There's a one more possible finish. Vayomru, and they said to each other, Vayomru ish el ochif hinei. Behold, Baal HaChalemas HaLozeh, but guess who has shown up over here? They said one to another, V'amaru Gevar Lachuhi, Ho, More Chalmaya Dechi Osa. Now what does that mean? The word Dechi is a great word. It means HaLozeh, this one has arrived. The Baal HaChalemas, look how he types the word Baal HaChalemas, the More, the Master of Dreams. The Master of Dreams has arrived. The Gvar, the man, each one said lahu to his fellow man. So notice here we have another reason of Ish. Another usage of the word Ish. It's not Moshe, the Ish Moshe. It's not Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's not the Sar Shel Esav. It's not the 400 men. It's not Gavriel. Now each one of the brothers is called an Ish. Ish Elochiv Hinei. Behold, the Baal HaChalemos. Mimic what's honest, the master of the dreams, Rashi. No Rashi on this pasuk. All right, it's late. We're going to stop over here. Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for coming. Learn with me. Have a wonderful evening.
Amir Tashem, okay, Friday, tomorrow. I have a problem.
Yeah?
My wife just walked into the house. She left her phone in the taxi. And so, it's off because I think she set it on airplane mode or whatever.
It's totally off?
Yeah, it's not
telling you. Turn, go immediately to your computer. Ani Gran, type and find my phone. Is your phone, is it, you just have a Google account? Does she have a Google account?
Yeah, I think.
So log in on a computer to Google. You log in, log in on the, you know, you go to Google, you log in the email, the account, you log in, and then type in Google, where is my phone? And it should show you exactly where it is, the location. And try it somehow with that. You know the name of the taxi? You know, what was it, regular taxi?
No, he doesn't know anything.
Okay, try immediately to do, where is my phone? You have to log in. You have to log into the computer first.
I'm in my computer and I go to Google, right?
Go to Google, you have to log into her Google account. Does she have a Google email address?
I don't know. Yeah, I think she has a Gmail
account. Right, perfect. So log into that account immediately.
Hold on, I'm doing that. I'm doing that right now. I should log into her Gmail account.
Yes. Not just the Gmail account, to the account. Yeah, if you log in, you'll be logged in.
Okay. So I have to go, do I go to Google or I go to Gmail?
Go to Google now.
Google what?
Just a regular Google. Just type in, where is my phone?
Okay.
Find my device. Really, it's called Find My Device. Go to there. Go to type and find my device.
First, let me get to Google.com.
Good night. Be well. Good night.
Good night.
Go.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
You have a cipher?
Yeah, what's so funny? I got it.
You have a cipher?
Thank you very much.
Is it good? It's good?
I know one cipher. I got both svarim. He wrote three svarim on different mesechtas, and he had both.
I'll be surprised if he. I wouldn't be surprised if he has the third one by a different publication.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you very much. You see?
What I do?
You see how Hashem runs the world? You're going to, you think it's somewhere, they're overseas. You get it locally. I really appreciate it. Oh, I was just thinking, the same thing about Shidduch also. Rabbi Schmidtman's son called me.
Yeah.
That his system was, that was in Shidduchim, and she had mentioned to her sister, who Herschel Schmidtman is married to, about that she heard of a shidduch.
Yeah.
So his wife says, "Oh, well, maybe I know. Maybe this will be good for Lobel."
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get a resume.
Ooh.
I don't know. We'll see. They're in Canada, but they're willing to come here. You know what I'm saying? Because Canada, the borders are still not open. Okay. They could come here, but I can't.
I couldn't believe so many Svarim stores don't carry it, and Zumla Berman had it.
And by the way, in every store they have one copy.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh,
they ever have to come and say Shlomo Rabbeinu?
You know, in fact, he told me he's stuck. He said he's stuck with his mother. I hope his mother's doing all right. It sounded like he can't, that he's stuck there. You know what I'm saying?
He went to visit his mother. She's sick.
Yeah?
She's not a
hopeless. Really?
Yeah.
And his father's not around?
His father, I don't know. I don't think.
Only. Okay, Simcha Panakis. It sounds like that he needed to be there. Yeah. Now. She must be elderly. Maybe she's 90 already. Okay, 1 second.
What happened? Yeah, I'm coming.
What happened?
Figure out how to open the airplane mode. It's not the first time it happens.
Right, the Adal here should protect you. The question is, I don't know how to, I don't know if locking the phone, if that's going to, if you lock the phone, or wait a minute, do you have a way you can, do you have a way to play sound? I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the website, play sound. I click over here supposedly. On the website, you know, let me go, if you want on the computer, I'm going to share my screen. You can see what I'm looking at. I'm sharing my screen now. Okay? Now, over here, I'm on this website over here. Google, find my device.
I said find my phone.
No, go make sure, make sure I find my device. Look what I am over here. See where I am on this website? If I want, I can click now, play sound. You see what I'm looking at? Do you see what I'm looking at? Look at this. Play sound. Device will ring for 5 minutes, even if set to silent. Do that.
So I have to go find my device?
Go to the website, go to google.com and type in find my device. You see where it says E? You see on the top right?
On the top right.
You see what it is? What is
it? I need to switch. Hold on. It's switched out of the ship.
Yeah, hi. Can I please speak to you?
It's fine. Don't worry. Just go to Google Find My Device at the top right.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry. Please.
You want to log in.
No, I just want to tell you something. What's your email address? RadioMobile@AOL.com? Okay, someone send you a resume. This is a shit that was never offered to me. Please, it's very important. They're going to send you a resume.
What do I do?
Oh, what I'm supposed to, when you come by, you can bring it with you when you come by to the party.
In another account.
Oh, could you send it to my 206 number like you did last time?
Wife's account. That's a
it was very helpful last time when you sent.
Oh, so now
I don't even remember. You sent it to 102
Russell.
Text it to 206-4549. Not this number.
Let me see. Let me go to 1 second.
Please. Thank you very much. Bye.
Switch. Just switch. Log out of your account. Just only log into her account. Make it simple.
How do I log out of my account?
Let me see. 1 second. a little bit, scroll down, you can see the first of why my guys do it. Okay, now, we click on that, what do you see? Do you see the device? On the top right, what does it say? What does it say there? You log into her account? Now, okay, now wait, now, where your stylus is, on the right under the green bar, that thick green bar, on the left side, you see another phone?
Yeah. Came last night?
Ron Goldberg? Guy over here?
Yeah.
He's someone from the New Avenue J. He used to come to my family in the New Avenue J. He came here a couple times.
I recognize him.
He comes around once in a while.
What do we have to Yuri or off?
No, you think it's yours. Man, this guy called me six times. Unbelievable. Someone's obsessed.
What do you want?
Telemarketer. Knew what's doing?
I'm trying to sign in. I have to put in the password 10 times. It keeps every, as soon as I touch it, it jumps away.
Who is it?
Hold on.
You have a good phone? Try to log in on your phone.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I have to set up the account. Okay. Password. Manual setup. Okay, that's maybe that will do it. No, I don't want to do manual. Do I want to put up manual?
What? I don't understand. Just log in. Log into your account.
But I'm trying to log into her account.
Hello?
Yeah, Vishal, I need a second, okay?
Wait.
As soon as I put in the password, it automatically jumps. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let's learn. Let's learn.